Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Glad to have you all tonight. This is Lady J, and you're here with Freedom with Lady J. And we're here to talk tonight about your wealth and your independence and discovering who you are and how to become financially free. You know, over the years, we all sit and we stress about how we're going to make ends meet, how we're going to pay our bills, and we just look at these overwhelming debts. So tonight, I want to relax your mind. I want to give you an avenue out, a way of dealing with your finances. So tonight, we have an awesome guest with us tonight who is going to help you through that process and who's going to educate you on how to build your wealth, how to reduce your debt, and how to become independently wealthy. So hello tonight. I want to introduce to you Brian Lomax. He's the son of the late former Kathleen Hollis. He holds several advanced degrees. He's a graduate of Florida A&M University, Troy State University, and Capella University. So he's well-educated and well-experienced in this knowledge of what he has to share with you. He's a graduate from Manuel Dominguez Senior High School from 1980. That makes me a little bit of a baby. He retired from the Naval Office as a Naval officer, serving his country proudly for a quarter century on active duty. Can you imagine that? Quarter century. And this was before he retired from the United States Navy. This was July 08. He retired. He's a motivating and inspiring speaker. He speaks on empowerment, self-improvement, personal finance, as well as giving back to his community. He can be found helping service members with their finances, helping them to get organized with their spending, as well as educating each established savings investment program to live a more fuller and more better financial goal and decision. He sets the example as a father of four adult children, that's Brian Jr., Ebony, Stifa, and Jeremy. He is happily married to his lovely bride, Janet. And can you imagine this? Over 26 years of marriage. I think that is awesome and powerful, especially in the days that we live in where marriages are not lasting longer. So you know he has stick-to-itiveness and he has commitment and he's dedicated to his wife and his marriage. Mr. Lomax will help us develop a plan to increase our net worth, set smart goals, and get control of our debt. So please, everyone, welcome our speaker tonight, Mr. Brian Lomax. Take it away, sir.
Hey, well, thank you, Danny. That was a very inspiring rendition of me. However, I am so excited to be here this evening. I'm going to be talking about building wealth and increasing income and decreasing debt and achieving more through self-improvement. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in Compton, California, in a household of four boys who were kind of obedient. My mother actually pretty much raised us by herself. I went to the Manuel Dominguez High School. And also, I went into the Navy thinking I was not going to be going to school because I didn't want to go to school anymore. I was finished with school. And guess what happened? The Navy actually put me in the classroom. So with that said, let me get started on how we're going to do our objectives. So my first objective tonight will be creating more income, increasing your income through other income avenues, and then controlling, gaining control of your finances. We talk about the income to debt ratio, and by the way, the lower the better. And then we focus on ready, set, go, being smart about your goals. And the wrap up will be whatever we talk about this evening, we'll get a good outlook on that. So let's get into creating more income. You know, a job is just being overbroke. So when we wake up in the morning, we talk about we're going to our job. Basically, we're just about over being broke. I was wondering how many of our guests this evening go to work with a happy and excited about waking up and doing what they do. I would imagine that most of us think that we're getting paid a bunch of money But then once the bill collectors come in, that money gets pretty much depleted. You know, we think about our work as a job being just over broke. There are other things we can do as far as increasing our income. What about residual income? So that means you can for yourself, or you can create something that you can do for more income without taking up more of your time. Basically, what we're doing with our job, we're giving our time for money, and that money, sometimes it doesn't last the whole entire month. So we get a paycheck. We use the paycheck to pay our bills, and we have pretty much nothing left to do in the month. However, if you get a part-time business, you can actually go out and get a business license. You can think about what you want to do as far as working your business, and you want to be committed about working your business. Go out and get a business license. You go out and get business cards. And basically, you set up your own storefront. You hang your shingles, so to say, and you can do whatever you like to do, whether it be run a boutique or sell Amway, sell MetLife insurance. Continue to be focused on what it is going to take to meet your goals as far as sponsor income. The other thing is about second income. What can you do? You seek opportunities, whether it be things that you want to do in your life or something that you regard as something that you want to be able to accomplish and help others do. You want to build up a residual income, and that way you can have an additional income stream. Basically, you want to do what you can do. Learn your business, whether you want to be in business selling stuff or selling, say, Snicker bars. Or you want to sell the knickknacks. You can always find something that you want to do. So basically, you need to do the research on what you want to sell and what's going to make someone, because that's all we do. We talk about people. We should be able to talk to people and get their idea of what they want and need. And a lot of people can't distinguish between a want and a need. So that way, we have wants and needs that we can fulfill in other people. So let me ask you this question, just for namesake. What is something that you really, really have a passion to do? I give you guys a moment to think on that. And once you think on that, you should do all the research you can do to get motivated. Increase your income. And it's not $1,000 per day or $1,000 per month. It's $1 per day multiplied by your efforts. $1 per day turns into $2 per day. And I don't know about you, but $60 a month will be able to help a lot of people out. $60 per month is $720 a year. Can you guys imagine another $720 a year? And I am certain that $760 a month will help out to pay one or two bills, pay down one or two bills per month. We also want to be able to speak what your passion is, because we can talk all we want, but we have to focus on what other people needs are.
So you're saying speak on your passion. Are you saying to find an opportunity along the line of what you're passionate about so that you will stay with it? Or is it just chasing something that you know is going to make money, but you, and it may not be something that you're passionate about, but you still do it?
What I'm saying is that if you don't have a passion to it, you will not stick with it. So you have to have a passion for something that you want to do. If you don't have a passion, then you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
Residual income. Go ahead.
So in creating that job or that passion, following that, your main focus is, as you're about to talk about, is building a residual income.
Yeah, building residual income, that's something you can do today and you get paid for tomorrow. And it continues to pay as long as you have the business open. So that's what residual income. You build additional income streams where you get paid for what you've already done.
Okay. And what line of business would bring about the residual income? Where would you, you know, what are we looking at as far as building residual income?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's companies out there you can actually become an affiliate of. You can type an affiliate in a Google search, and there's tons of affiliate programs. You don't have to create the product, but you can advertise a product. You can build a web page or a Google page or a blog where you can actually sell something, and you don't have to make it. And residual income is just putting your name out there, and you get paid just to advertise somebody's product. So that's what I'm talking about, residual income. Residual income can be, and I mentioned Amway before, you can start an Amway company or a multi-level marketing company, and you get paid for efforts that you already put out, and that's really good money. You follow me? You know, a Jonathan Sprinkle says, get off your butt and make something happen. And he talks about a blueprint with a no-excuse blueprint for making your next best move and creating a kick-your-butt career in life. And that talks about whatever you do, you want to make sure you always focus on doing your next thing. Whether you have the courage or not, basically you need to get up and do it. And that's doing things that happen. It says get off your butt and build your confidence. Get off your butt and get your attitude right. Get off your butt and overcome obstacles. Get off your butt and enlarge your vision. Because a vision, if you don't have a vision, you're pretty much DOA and dead on arrival. A vision is a starting point. What do you see yourself in the future? And what you need to do is focus all your energy and efforts on that vision. And it also says, get off your butt and boost your career. Get off your butt and build powerful relationships. Get off your butt and put in the work. And if you don't get off your butt and put every effort into making things happen, you'll be like a truck stuck in the mud. Well, the tire's turning. The truck is doing a lot of work, but it's digging itself deeper in a rut. And you know what a rut is, right? A rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. So basically what we need to do is get off our butt and claim our blessings, because God didn't put us here to be nothing. God put us here to be something. Jonathan Sprinkles also talks about a plan to make your life work. Techniques are simple, down to earth, and designed to inspire us to aim high, reject excuses, and achieve the level of success and lifestyle we desire. So anything that we desire, we can do. Anything that we want, we can do. All we have to do is act.
And that stems from getting off your butt and moving forward and doing something rather than.
That is exactly it. We don't want to sit down and do nothing. We do not want to sit down and say, woe is me. We want to find out things that we can do to make us achieve the things that we desire.
Okay.
And with all this said, we all have a story to tell. The things of our past, and the things that we want to do, and if the people that we know and the people that we don't know, but we need to get to know. You know, a stranger is just someone we have not met. So every day I try to meet somebody new. If I don't know them, I'll stick my hand out and say hello. And you never know who you will meet in that situation.
Okay. Well, working with different people and different teams, they tend to be afraid to step out and speak to others and to share what they have in their hands as a tool to reach out to somebody. So you're saying now it's good to always make sure daily you're meeting somebody new and you're reaching out to them and sharing with them what it is that you have to offer.
It's not something that you don't have to offer. You offer your hand. And you don't have anything behind it that you have any ulterior motive. The bottom line, you want to make friends. It doesn't take anything to make a friend. A smile and a firm handshake is what it takes to make a friend. And you have to be sincere. You can't be fake and say, hey, this person is going to see my way to freedom. This person is going to see my way to success. All you want to do is make a friend.
Okay. So building relationships then.
Correct. It's building relationships. You know, we are the average of the five people we meet and spend the most time with. So anybody that you spend your most time with, that's the person you are. So either we need to step up and step out, or we need to sit down and be quiet. And that's okay. What Jim Rohn's, that's his message, Jim Rohn.
Mm-hmm. So you're working on the law of attraction. Whatever you put out is what you're going to get.
That is correct. That's 100% correct. Put out negative attitude, and guess what you're going to get? If you put out a positive attitude, you're going to get a positive attitude back.
Okay. And so I take it that in reaching out to people and giving that feedback and connecting with others, that's going to help you build yourself as an individual and your strength, as well as establishing your business and letting other people know that you are in existence. What you have is valuable. What you have to share is valuable. And they will also, in turn, see the value in what it is that you're offering.
That's correct. But, you know, my game plan is to help somebody else and not worry about myself. I worry about meeting other people's needs. And my needs will be met by meeting other people's needs. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
My goal is to help other people be successful. Okay. In return, I don't ask for anything except for that they be successful. And I found that if I help other people be successful, I will be successful.
All right. So that's a good way of looking at things, because if you're out there trying to help somebody, it's more rewarding for you, but also the person see your genuineness that you want to help them and you want to help direct who they are in business as well as just personal relationships.
That is correct.
Okay.
You know, the other thing that I want to say about making more income, like I said, we are an accumulation of our first, the five people that we're closest to. And if you want to be really successful, you want to mimic how they dress. You want to mimic how they talk. But you got to be original. You can't say, well, I'm going to mimic this person. I'm going to talk like this person. But however, you have to still be yourself. Yet you have to be an individual.
Okay. So then that's you moving into the realm of surrounding yourself with like-minded people or following someone that has the success, has DNA, representation of success through your interaction with them. You too will learn the same behavior or the same attitude.
Yeah, that's correct. You want to work. Bottom line, you want to be the odd man out, meaning that
okay.
you want people to be around you. You want to be able to learn from people that you're around. And let's see, Napoleon Hill talks about building a mastermind group. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But you want to be around people that's going to excel you, or you can help build up.
Okay. Sort of like what I was taught as a child, birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
So
but you also know birds that squawk.
Mm-hmm.
Birds that squawk also squawk loud.
Right. Okay. So you were talking earlier about selling your story. What's that about?
That means selling your story. You want to be able to project yourself in other people's place. You want to be able to realize, let people realize where you came from and what you plan on doing, what you intend to do. You don't want to say it, but you want to make sure that it's obvious that you don't want to be in a place where you are. And then selling your story means that, hey, I'm here and I want to help you. However, by helping you, I'm going to be more than what I am now.
Okay. Great point. So I see here that you're looking at showing us how to gain and regain control of our finances. How exactly do you do that?
Well, you know, we talk about our job now, and obviously a lot of people have bills with that they have to take care of. And America is in a sad shape about the amount of money they have to pay bills. But, you know, gain or regain control of your finances is all about using your money wisely. It says create a positive cash flow. That means you work at your job and you minimize your bills or you eliminate your bills, your debts. You know, people says, well, I don't want any debt. Well, debt is not typically bad. It's not good or bad. But you need debt to survive here in America or survive in any society. Debt can be good or debt can be bad. Depends on how you look at it. Debt means that owe somebody. And I'm not going to say a healthy debt or unhealthy debt. But debt is a reality. You can't buy a home without going into debt. You can't buy a car, typically, you can't buy a car without going into debt. You want to be able to use debt as an asset in the things in your life.
We're looking at positive trade lines. Is that where what you're referring to as far as the debt?
Debt, like I said, debt is neither good nor bad, but you need to have debt if you want to be able to live in America. You like I said, you can't buy a house or you can't buy a car. But when I say create positive cash, create positive cash means you have an asset, and that asset, whether it be substantial or non-substantial. You want to be able to have positive income, positive cash flow.
Okay. Well, let's get back to that conversation as far as having the positive cash flow. I'm going to take a one-minute break. We're going to play a commercial from our sponsors, which is Free Life Network, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
All right, great.
Hey, how would you like to be living 100% rent-free? How would you like to be living the life that you've always dreamed of? Being able to take that vacation that you and your family need to get out of the city. Imagine what it would be like to not have to worry about rent, mortgage, car loan payments, insurance payments, utility bills, and life essential costs. That is what is happening over here at the Free Life Network. Our members are having a great time working with each other, networking. Money is coming into their family like they've never seen before. And also, check this out. People are also making a decision right now whether they have to stay on that job or walk away. What about you? What's happening in your life right now? Are you struggling with bills? Are you struggling every day to go to that job that you hate? This is an opportunity for you to walk away from that job, walk away from the bills and the things that's been stressing you out. Over here at the Free Life Network, we are doing it for our members. So I welcome you right now. Take advantage of what we have to offer. Get back to that great person that introduced you to us, and welcome to the Free Life Network.
Wonderful. And that is Cashmere Rich with the Free Life Network. Awesome program that they have going where you can be totally debt-free, no rental car pay, no car payments, no rental payments, no mortgage. And so I think that's powerful to be able to empower people and teach them how to get rid of those debts. So we're back with Mr. Brian Lomax, and we're discussing gaining or regaining control of your finances. And we were just talking about creating a positive cash flow. And so go ahead, Mr. Lomax.
Yeah, a positive cash flow. As a matter of fact, the commercial was dead on point. You do something today and you get paid for it for a long time. So basically what it is, it's establishing a program where you can get paid for something that you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, I also wanted us to explain that. Know what comes in and what goes out. You know what your income is, and you know what you have to pay, your liabilities or your debt. And also, we want to talk about come minus debts equal net income. Net income, that's what every you have to, that's coming in and your minus, less your bills and anything else, your financial obligations, minus your debts, that is your total net income. Net income is everything you have left over that you can live on. So income minus.
So that's after all your bills and Uncle Sam take what he has to take, and then that's what you're left with.
Well, that is actually what's called discretionary income. After all your debts and your tax liability, that is discretionary income. That means anything that you have left after Uncle Sam, we always have to pay Uncle Sam, and your debts, that's equals discretionary income.
Okay.
And we also want to be, remember to be committed to your success. If you're not committed to your success, then you're falling backwards. You're moving backwards. If you're not moving forward and there's obstacles in your way, we need to make certain that we figure out how to get around those obstacles, whether we go over, under, or even if we go through them. Those are our only options, over, under, or around.
So what is this, how do you focus and how do you get ready and how do you work smarter?
Work smarter? One of the things that working smart means, you have to know everything about the business. You have to know who your bill collectors are. Or who, matter of fact, before that, you have to know who your suppliers are, because you can't sell anything if you don't know who your suppliers are. And you won't be able to get your product or your information as at low cost. And cost is everything in selling, whether it be information or whether it be a product. You have to be able to know all your costs.
Okay. So how do you build your focal point? What is that about?
Well, building your focal point, you want to be able to focus in on what it is that you want at the end of the day. You have to be able to say, hey, this is what I want. So basically what we set, we have a goal in mind. We'll get a little bit on a goal in the next topic. But we want to be able to have a focal point on what it is that we want. And we want to be able to be on point. We want to be able to accomplish that through our steps to the goal.
So how do you do that?
Well, one of the things, the best, you want to be able to say, take that goal. Okay, let's say I want to make a pie. We know the end product is a pie. So we want to be able to get all the ingredients to make that pie, whether it be the flour, the egg, or the creamer, or the sugar, the milk, and we want to go down to get to where the pan is, the pan and the pie dish. So you want to be able to get all those ingredients before you actually turn the oven on. You put all those things in the mixing bowl, because you can't make a pie without a mixing bowl. You can't make a pie without eggs. You can't make a pie without cream. You can't make a pie without the ingredients. So basically what we're talking about, you have to have your eye on the prize. Basically, exactly, you have to have your eye on the prize.
Okay.
You know, and like the Bible says, we're all in a race. All we have to do is stay focused enough to finish the race, and we all will win the prize.
Okay.
And the Bible says it doesn't go to the swift or the fastest, but it goes to those who
stiffness,
correct,
as yes, they say. Okay. So how do you determine how to move forward, whether it's money that you want or time, you know, how do you center that?
Well, it's all depends on what you want to focus on, your desire. Yep, desire and the passion for it, and that's pretty much what it is. You have to put all of your energy in desire to move forward, or desire to accomplish what you want.
Okay. What about your network?
My network?
Your network.
I mean, the network. Okay. The network. Those are people that are in your mix, are the people that you have allowing in your closeness. And those are people you can depend on to help you out. So we have somebody in our network. We want to be able to, we can talk to that person. And that our network is a group of people that's going to help us out. And it's not a one-way thing. And we'll talk about that in the next set. We talk about a mastermind group. So basically, the five people that you hang around, that's part of your network. Either they're moving forward or they're stagnant. And people that you want in your network are people that's moving forward. You can no longer be with people that are stagnant. You need to be somebody with a group of people that are moving forward.
Okay, so you want to be with the movers and the shakers, people with similar interests.
Correct.
Okay. And if you find somebody that's in your network that's not necessarily moving in the same direction as you do, how do you necessarily move away from that person? How would you handle that person?
Well, the obvious is let them know that you don't have anything against them. But at this point in life, this point in time in your life, you guys basically just part ways. And it's not something that, hey, I don't want to be we can't hang out together. And it's pretty much just that flat. Either they're moving with you or they're pulling you back. And in this life, we can't have anybody that's holding us back, or the naysayers, basically. people that says, mm-hmm. "Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that because you where you grew up. We can't. I can't let you." Basically, what the naysayers are saying, because I can't do it, you can't do it. And those are the worst people to hang around.
Just like about, you know, you can say the crab mentality then. Those who want to pull you back down to where they are. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, like the like you said, the crab mentality. A crab is trying to get out of the pot, and everybody pulling him back. You can't do that because we're down here.
Right. So then you have to change your environment and change the people that you're dealing with.
Correct.
And then maybe it's you because you're attract. Remember, you attract what it is that you're putting out. So then maybe you'll have to stop and evaluate and examine yourself and what it is that you're bringing to the table.
Correct.
Okay. What is it then? I noticed that you had mentioned about setting goals.
Yeah. You know, goal setting is something that you really want to do. And there's an acronym called SMART goals. They need to be specific. And they need to be measurable, attainable. They need to be realistic and timely. And when I say network, that means network is me when you're ready. People just go out and connect with people with similar interests and set SMART goals. They need to be specific. Okay, specific. Okay, I want say $50,000 by the time I'm 5 years from now. So that means theoretically, you can save $10,000 for the next 5 years. But however, that is measurable and it's specific. You want $50,000. Is it attainable? Well, I don't know. Is it obtainable? Yeah, it could be. It depends on what I do. Is it realistic? Well, let's set a goal to make $10,000 a year in additional income. Is it timely? Yeah, it's five years, $10,000 per year. Is it obtainable? Well, it can be. It depends on what I do. Is it realistic? Yeah, it could be. And I say set. So basically, we have a specific, measurable, attainable, realistic goal, and we set up a timely matter. So what does it take to make $10,000 a year for the next 5 years? Well, I don't know. But that's going to be one of my goals. So break it down by a month. $10,000 divided by 12 months, how much is that? About what, $700 per month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about $700 per month. Okay, what is it going to take for me to make $700 per month? Let's see if I go with a blender. I can say, I can put on the Facebook, I can put on blogs, and with a little luck and a marketing plan, I'm certain I can get to $700 a month, or maybe, say, within the next 6 months, I can get that thing, that business rolling so I can make $700 a month selling blenders and selling vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what I'm talking about, let's say $50 a month. So that's what, $600 a year? Okay, so $600 a year. Okay, what would it take me to make an extra $50 a month? Cut back on.
Okay, so you're saying set attainable goals, but not numbers that are so large that you can't attain.
So correct.
Okay. And then you were saying determine what it is that you'll have to do in order to reach that goal?
Yes. What would it take to make help me to save $50 a month or make $50 more a month.
I'm sure that there are quite a few business, like you said, out there that you can Google that will provide, will produce that $50 a month.
Well, there's other avenues, like Facebook. You can post an ad on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain that Janet would love me to sell $50 worth of my stuff a month. I can probably get that. I could probably thin out the house and make money. So that'd be
right.
That could be. I'm certain I have like about $600 worth of stuff I can sell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about selling something. It's about being specific to your goal, making yourself
mm-hmm.
smart goals. Minimize so what you can accomplish. And what happens when you accomplish that goal? You set new goals.
Then you set new ones. Then you're excited because you've already attained that first goal that you set. So you look forward to setting another one.
Correct.
Or even setting a goal to make more money than the $50.
Yes. And the next one we want to talk about is start or get involved with a mastermind group. And that's when I talk about with like-minded individuals. So one night a month or every other month, you want to meet with like-minded people that are willing to help you each other build a business. And that group should be limited to the people that are motivated and it's going to help you to build a business.
My partner, my business partner Cash was saying that he has entrepreneurial parties. So that's a way that I guess you can gather those masterminds together, have an event, like you said, once a month, and invite them out to participate in that dialogue or in that event.
Yeah, because what you got when you have a mastermind group, all you're meeting for is talk about your business and what happened, how you can help other people build their business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you guys get together, it's not about building individual businesses, but it's all about helping each other. What happened? What did you do in the past month that you did differently that we can use?
So you're comparing or you're sharing ideas and strategizing on how to build together?
Correct. That's exactly it.
Okay. I feel that a lot of times when people are doing businesses and they feel that they're on their own, they're not as successful because they don't have anything to measure it by, or they feel they don't have the support that they need and they sit in a rut, or they refuse to move outside of that circle that they're in. So that I think that's a great idea to have a mastermind group, have that entrepreneur party and make those connections.
Well, it's talking about when Tyler Perry talked about his $400 million network, he says, I'll become a millionaire. Make a plan and raise your standards. And by being in a mastermind group, that is what you're making a plan because you're working with other people to raise your standards.
Okay.
He also says, immediately start a business and duplicate it worldwide. Matter of fact, he started with plays and he sent those things worldwide because he also said, hey, don't bootleg my stuff because I'm a brother trying to work hard and you guys are there ripping me off because you guys are bootlegging it and selling it. But he spoke the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says also,
and
stop
wasting
your time.
That's a great point that you've made. That's a great point about bootlegging yourself because people come out with ideas and stuff and, you know, you may have something may not click with you with that person and you go off and you try to duplicate or bootleg what that person's done rather than stay there in that network and build it together.
Correct. And he also says, stop wasting your time on TV, games, and dumb stuff and stupid people.
Wow. There again, it goes back to your network, making
Correct.
Sure that the people that you're dealing with are not dumb people, not wasting your time.
Correct.
Okay. And so how do you go about with planning your next move?
Well, I'm speaking from the mastermind thought. My next move will be based on what we talked about in the mastermind group.
Mm-hmm.
If others don't think it's a good idea, it's always a good idea to voice your opinion in a group. And you want to be able to talk to someone about, what do you think about this? What do you think about me doing this?
Okay. So you want to bounce back ideas through that group and make sure it's something that's stable. Make sure
Correct.
It's something that's duplicatable. I find that it's important when we go out and as a team, we want to be able to duplicate it because, as you were saying, was you want to be able to make what you're doing global. You want other people to be able to duplicate what you've done.
That is exactly right.
Okay.
Because why would you go out and reinvent something what somebody else has already done unless you want to make it harder on yourself?
I don't know. Most people think that they're smarter or they can come up with a brilliant idea when it's already done for them. And then they make it harder because they spin their wheels even harder, more frequently. They're wasting time. And then they're going to come right back to where they started from in the first place.
Okay. Well, let me read something to you. It's from John Gitmore. He's
mm-hmm.
one of the he's a crony of Napoleon Hill. He says, goal, I want to be a success. Challenge, easier than done. Thought, success achieves more. Wrong thought, many people are afraid of success. You know, that's a very interesting thing. People are afraid to succeed. And all you have to do is step off the cliff and you'll fall off. Too many people think about the fall instead of the step.
Wow.
And it says, reality, people are afraid of achieving success. They just don't know how to do it. And it says, I dare go purchase a pad of post notes. You'll be on a path to success. That's kind of, no pun intended. Go purchase a pad of post notes. And by buying a pad of post notes, you're on a path to success. And it's also something, he says, you have several goals you want to achieve, but they're not written down in plain sight. They just sit on a piece of paper in a drawer or pop up in your head every once in a while, only to be buried in a black hole of procrastination, excuses, and guilt.
Wow. So you talk your way into failure.
Correct. You know, I read a lot of books. I read a lot of books. And I find things are nuggets that I try to apply to my life. And a lot of those things I have found to be true to form. And when you talk about the post-it notes, I've used post-it notes before, and I also started using my calendar more. And by me putting in my calendar more, I've been able to accomplish more. Instead of saying, hey, what did I do? What did I write down? And where did I put it? If I put it on my calendar, then I can't forget it. And all we have to do is make note of it where we can see it, and we will be able to accomplish it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So put it before you. And so it's a constant reminder of what it is that you want to accomplish. And so not burying it or hiding it or even being afraid to share it. Because once you speak it into existence or once you start telling others about what you're anticipating, what it is that you want to accomplish, then you have to acknowledge it. You have to step out and do what you have to do.
Yes, we do. Also, you just said something about not telling other people. Well, typically, most people aren't going to try to steal your idea anyway. If they do, then that's pull on them. But most people, you tell people about it, they want to see you succeed.
Okay.
And if you're afraid to tell people, it's probably not something you want to be in.
Okay.
You know, when I was a lot younger, I was thinking about those skates they have out now where you can put shoes, and you push a button and the wheels come out.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teenager, I was like, man, that would be kind of cool. And here it is, 25 years later, those shoes actually came out.
Wow.
And I thought about that 25 when I was a teenager.
Imagine what she could have done, huh?
Yeah. You know,
start thinking again, Brian. Think and act. I'm sure, you know, I didn't mention before this, but guys, Brian's wife is a captain in the Navy. She's an awesome leader, strong woman of God. And so, Brian, you know, you got to get those wheels churning so you can retire her for life.
You know,
well, I'm going to open up the line and see if anyone have any questions or any thoughts that they'd like to share. But go ahead, you were about to say something.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that haven't been discovered yet. And as long as you think about them, you can do them. Because who ever thought that we can talk on a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Talk on a phone that there's nothing around us other than that we can see. Yeah, back in the day,
right.
I should breathe sweet nothings into my mother's cell phone. Not my mother's cell phone, but my mother's phone in our house, crooking my neck by talking on the phone and falling asleep. I see you remember that, huh?
Well, yeah, I remember those phones with the cord and you're sitting around the corner and you're stretching it as far as you can so you can go and have your little chat.
In the bathroom? I don't want people to hear me.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so I'm going to open up the phone line and see if anyone has any questions. Let's see who's at 0664. Hello? 0664, do you have any question for us or is something you'd like to share?
One moment. Hello.
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 Wow, sounds like it's Cashmere Rich. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Cash.
Hey.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I had to step out of the meeting. How you guys doing? Awesome show.
Wonderful. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good.
And
how you
as
doing,
an entrepreneur,
I'm doing very well.
As an entrepreneur yourself, I'm sure that you have heard some things that you already know and that you've tried to lead your team into doing themselves.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's all about when you're getting involved in any type of business, whether it's passive or residual. It's about having what we call, you know, stickability. You got to be able to stick with it because a lot of people want, you know, microwave wealth. They want it to hurry up and pop out. But, you know, sometimes when you're looking at wealth, you know, you probably need to focus on that, what they used to call, you know, the crock pot, the slow cooker wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. You know, that's where we come from, you know. So we back in the day from when we used to do marketing and stuff. So we notice a lot of times these days that, you know, the younger people, they just want the quick money. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so that isn't that, you know, that's okay to get it. But, you know, you got to have some longevity in the game in order to be successful. Yeah. So that's the way I look at it. And so I just got a question for you, sir. It's like, what do you think about people that get involved in the businesses and don't mind investing their money in it, but they don't have the stickability? You know, people can invest in 20 different programs.
Yeah,
and don't stick with them. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that is a very interesting question. because they put the money up front and they try to make it, hey, what can I do? This is when you put money in, you need to tend to that money and nurture it. Like you, okay, let's talk about a seed in the ground. You put a seed in the ground and you just leave it, but you don't nourish it. That seed going to die, just like the business is going to die.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. And then also with that, it goes the fact that some people's mindset is telling them about that same seed. They'll continually go back and look at that place in the ground where they planted that seed and know they haven't done anything to nourish that seed.
That is true.
And they're looking for something to be there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, awesome. You guys need to be listening to this. This is the stuff you need to move forth in business for all the business owners that are sitting on the call. Excellent.
Right.
You have a great point. I'm glad
Thank you, man. Yeah, because, you know, in my business, I noticed that with a lot of people. That's why I ask it. I need them to hear it from other than me. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to the same person all the time preaching to you, it almost becomes like we preaching to the choir. That don't mean the choir listening to it. That just means you preaching to the choir. So it's good to have other people that could share the same enlightenment and help the people to move forth. So that's why I really appreciate you tonight, and we really needed this. Thanks so much for having me on, Ms. Dana.
Thank you for coming and joining us and sharing with us. I appreciate
it.
And have a good night.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Let's see, 7803. Do you know that number, Brian?
Do I know that number?
7803?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you have any questions or something you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know, the last gentleman, that guy was on point. You know, people tend to get in a business.
Mm-hmm.
And they want something out of it, but they don't put anything in it. So they
right.
Even though they put money in it, you can't just put money to a problem and it'll be fixed.
Right.
So
they join stuff though. They put their money in to do something and they do absolutely nothing with it, and so they sit there and they spin their wheel and they wonder, why have I failed? And then people start blaming the opportunity, and it's not necessarily the opportunity, because that opportunity has been tested and tried and we know that it works. But then it goes back to you, the individual, and what it is that you're doing and how is it that you're nurturing your business. You know, are you sitting there blaming everybody? Are you sitting there at home expecting the person to come and knock on your door and said, hi, I know you need somebody to come and join your team. Here I am. That's not going to happen.
Well, let's look at a car salesman. A car salesman that doesn't sell a car, he's going to starve. A car salesman has to go out and drum up the business. And a car salesman that stays on the lot and wait for the customers to come in, that guy is going to starve.
Exactly.
The car salesman
has
to go out and reach out and touch somebody. And it doesn't have to be at the car lot either. You have to drum up business outside of the off the lot, just like a person that sells suits. You have to go outside of those doors and get people to come in. You have to go to You have to go to conventions. You have to go to seminars and see people that are dressed down. You want to be able to sell them a suit. You talk to them about. You have to go dressed right. And you want to say, well, I can help you be more presentable. I can help you dress the way you're supposed to dress at these things.
Okay.
And you have to sell, basically, and being a salesman, you have to sell the look, even with a car. You know, you will really look nice in this Cadillac. Or you look nice like $1 million in this Volkswagen. Or you look like $1 million in this suit. This is a $1 million suit. Even though it costs $400, you have to be able to sell on that suit on how they will look, and for a woman,
how that person will look in it. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like for you to give us a closing thought, something for us to stick with, and to sum up what it is that you want to, us to get from this time that we've spent together sharing?
Okay. Well, we need to create more income. Be the best you can be. Be the best you. You need to build value. Because, people aren't going to buy you. They're going to buy what's in it for them. So you have to create value. Mm-hmm. We need to establish more income streams. And we need to get focused, be ready to take action.
Awesome. And that's a great thing, taking action. And so that thought for us to feed on is to actually go ahead and establish your niche, establish what you're going to use to build that income stream, and then you have to take action, because I think that's where people lose it, is that they're not willing to take the action that it needs. They figure they just put out their money and leave it at that, and that's the only action that they've taken. So that's a great point, is to take action.
Yes.
Okay, well, Mr. Lomax, I look forward to connecting with you again and having you on to share some of the information that you have. I know that you work with servicemen and women and teaching them how to manage their money, how to build wealth. I know you're into real estate, too, so I'd like to have you on where we discuss about real estate and investing in real estate, buying and flipping. And, we have also our families who are children are getting ready to go into the universities. I know you have experience with the military and knowing what decisions to make, what it is, questions that we need to ask when our children go out and speak to these recruiters. So I'd love to have you on again to just hit on some of these topics. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, that'll be I'm open to talking about those things.
Okay, wonderful. And I know we've shared some other things that you can come on and share with us. So we'll be scheduling you again to come back and share the valuable information that you have and the experiences that you've had throughout your career. And thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me this evening and to share your wealth of knowledge.
All right. Thank you very, very much for having me. It was an honor.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You too.
We will be back. My next show will be next Tuesday, and we're going to be speaking with a gentleman about vegan eating, health and nutrition, taking care of your body, and just taking care of your holistic self and how to be a healthier you going into 2016. So we'll have a last message from our sponsor, and then we will talk again come next Tuesday. But also remember, we have the Free Life Network tomorrow, where you can learn how you're actually going to get rid of the debt, how you're going to get rid of the car note, how you're going to get rid of the rental payments and mortgage. How would you like to live a debt-free life where you don't have to stress about it and you don't have to get up in the mornings? Now it's getting ready to be cold in many places, except for my beloved Florida. But now, it's going to get colder and you're going to have to get up in the morning and get dressed and go out there in that cold weather. How would you like to not be able to do that, to spend the time in your bed and relax, be able to decide that you're getting away from the cold, you're going to go on an extended vacation and not have to worry about it? And that's what Free Life Network is going to do for you. All right. It was a wonderful tuning in with you. Have a good night.
Hey, how would you like to be living 100% rent-free? How would you like to be living the life that you've always dreamed of? Being able to take that vacation that you and your family need to get out of the city. Imagine what it would be like to not have to worry about rent, mortgage, car loan payments, insurance payments, utility bills, and life essential costs. That is what is happening over here at the Free Life Network. Our members are having a great time working with each other, networking. Money is coming into their family like they've never seen before.
Yo.
And also, check this out. People are also making a decision right now whether they have to stay on that job or walk away. What about you? What's happening in your life right now? Are you struggling with bills? Are you struggling every day to go to that job that you hate? This is an opportunity for you to walk away from that job, walk away from the bills and the things that's been stressing you out. Over here at the Free Life Network, we are doing it for our members. So I welcome you right now. Take advantage of what we have to offer. Get back to that great person that introduced you to us, and welcome to the Free Life Network.